Christ is the firstborn from the dead. Glory and kingship be his forever and ever.
Alleluia. Alleluia. Alleluia.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord.
Some Sadducees, those who say there is no resurrection, came to Jesus and asked him a question. Teacher, Moses wrote for us that if a man's brother dies, leaving a wife but no children, the man shall marry the widow and raise up children for his brother. Now there were seven brothers. The first married and died childless. Then the second and the third married her. And so in the same way, all seven died childless. Finally, the woman also died. In the resurrection, therefore, whose wife will the woman be? For the seven had married her. Jesus said to them, "The children of this age marry and are given in marriage, and those who are considered worthy of a place in that age and in the resurrection from the dead neither marry nor are given in marriage. Indeed, they cannot die anymore. Because they are like angels and are sons and daughters of God, being children of the resurrection. And the fact that the dead are raised, Moses himself showed in the story about the bush, where he speaks of the Lord as the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. Now he is God not of the dead, but of the living. For to him, all of them are alive." The Gospel of the Lord. When we read the Gospels, choose any one of them. When you read it from the beginning to the very end, there are a number of lessons that Jesus attempts to teach us, but there is perhaps an overarching message that Jesus is trying to teach us. It's maybe not so obvious, but he's trying to help us to understand the scriptures from God's perspective rather than from our perspective. So he's trying to instill within us the desire to be open to God's inspiration to understand what God is trying to teach us and to show us. But we are a funny species, are we not? We like permanency. We like predictability, we like assurances. And if there are surprises or change, we're okay if we're the author of it, but we don't want it coming from outside of us. But if you look at what Jesus was teaching through word and through action, he was always kind of throwing them a curveball. Well, you've heard it this way, but consider it this. Or look at it this way. Or apply it this way. The result of this is that they were so frustrated with Jesus. How can you possibly say that, Jesus? Our tradition has said it's this way for centuries and centuries, and you're coming along and changing everything. Jesus wasn't changing anything. He was actually revealing what was right in front of them, but they just didn't want to see it because it meant they had to fundamentally change. What Jesus wanted so desperately for us is to allow God's inspiration to be within us. One perfect example of this divine inspiration and revelation is the idea of the resurrection. Where would that come from? Of course, there were other cultures who had this idea of an afterlife, but they didn't have the idea of a resurrection of the body and soul. That was radically different and new. This was not a human construct. This was divine revelation that was given to them. But as we saw in this gospel passage, there are some, the Sadducees, who could not get their head around the idea of a resurrection of the body, or even a life after this death, or this life. So, I think what Jesus was trying to show us then may be helpful if I use a little illustration. Imagine this, that there is in this garden this massive tree. It's huge. And on this tree are billions and billions of leaves. And each of these leaves represent each one of us. And we are attached to this tree of humanity. Surrounding the river, surrounding that tree is a water, like a moat. It's massive. This water is, in fact, the divine life of God. And it feeds this tree. It feeds humanity and gives it life. But also within that water of life is inspiration and wisdom. And there is a voice that comes out of that water, and that is Jesus. And he is constantly speaking to us, directly as Jesus, but also as the Holy Spirit. And what this voice says to us, you who are attached to this tree of humanity, it's wonderful, it's great, but you can only see as far as your eye can see, and nothing beyond that. And the water, the voice from the water says, let go of the tree and let yourself fall down into the water. And once you are part of the water, then you will actually see a river. And let that river carry you beyond your imagination, beyond anything you can conceive, because in this water, I will inspire you to understand who our loving God is. But the vast majority of the people, those leaves, will cling for dear life to that tree for their whole lifetime, and they will have a good life. But they will only see as far as they can see while attached to the tree. But those who choose to hear God's voice, hear the living Christ, let go, when they're on this water, everything opens up. An infinite number of possibilities open up to them. How to be kind and merciful and just, and all the things that they will experience out there is no longer safe and predictable, but it's challenging. There will be places where the water will get rough. There will be rocks, maybe even rapids. And some of us might think, oh, I don't know if I can survive this. I'm going to make my way to the shore, and I will stay there. But what about those who say, no, I'm going to travel this river of God's divine revelation to wherever it goes. And we become more and more opened up. But as a leaf, we begin to dissolve more and more and more until finally where the river meets the ocean, it all becomes one. So when we draw that last breath, that's where we are at the cusp. We have in this lifetime maybe gone as far as we possibly could to understand the mysteries, the love, the kindness, the gentleness of Jesus in our humanity. But the moment we cross over into the next life, it is like where the waters meet and they mingle, and it's vast. It's eternal. Nothing to be afraid of. But as long as I hold on to my humanity, my small view of humanity, oh, then the struggles in my life will be overwhelming. My health is starting to fail. I'm not sure if I'm going to have enough money when I retire. We have all these worries, anxieties. But if we let go, Jesus, as he taught us, do not worry about tomorrow, what you will eat, or what you will drink, or what you will wear. Look at the flowers in the meadow. They do not toil. The birds, they're fine. God takes care of them because they simply let go and be. Why don't we? So my friends, let us hear the word of Christ speaking in our hearts. Let go of your safety and your security and abandon yourself into me, the loving God. And I will show you the fullness of life here and now. And then when you draw that last breath, there'll be no regrets, no fear, only joy. Because then we are finally one with God. The veil is removed, and we are now part of eternity that we have longed for.